last couple of days we've been talking about the sheet of Rava here on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda hold that a sukkah taller than 20 amas is psula. And Rav is the final shita of the three. And the sugya, Rav says that the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is whether sukkah diras kevah, diras harai. That the Chachamim hold sukkah is a diras harai. And since taller than 20 amas, you have to make the walls kevah. Even though there's no problem with making them kevah, but you can't make the sukkah so tall that the walls will have to be made the open shell. Okay, we'll start. Okay, please give your attention. Okay, we've been talking about the sheet of Rava. The Chachamim de Rabbi Yehuda hold that a sukkah that's taller than 20 amas is psula, and Rava is the third sheet here in explaining the Chachamim. Rava says that the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is whether sukkah diras keva beinan or sukkah diras arai beinan. Chachamim hold that sukkah is a diras arai, and since taller than 20 amis, you can't make the sukkah arai. You have to make it keva. You got to make the walls keva. So therefore, it's going to be psul. The Tosfos says is kasha. If according to the Chachamim, the idea is that you have to make the sukkah lower than 20 amas because you have to have the potential to make it arai, so the same should be true by schach, right? If roi lios arai by defonus is sufficient, so by schach also. So why does the Mishnah say that the gesharim is a simen klola b'chag? You can make the schach in a way that the rain is not going to come through, and then it won't be a simen klola. It won't be a simen klola. So Tosfos answers, no, there's a chiluk between schach as opposed to defonus. Just like we found that some other Rishonim say there's a chiluk between Schach and Defanus, Tosfos says the same thing. He says, the Iker Sukkah is Hashem HaSchach Korot, even though Defanus are necessary in the Sukkah in order to be able to the Mitzvah, but the Iker Sukkah is the Schach. So, Efshel Yos Arai, that's a criterion for Defanus, because Defanus is not the Iker Schach. But for Schach, it's not enough just that it's Roi, it has to be Arai Mamish. It has to Mamish be temporary, it has to be flimsy. So you make the Schach in a way in which the Gesharim can't come in. You nail them down and it's so thick that the Gesharim can't come in. That's Keva. And if that's Keva, that's possible by Schach. Efshir is not enough by Schach. It has to be Arai Mamish. That's how Tosfos learned. So last time we discussed this, we delved into the lumdus of what that means. We said the Maril suggested that maybe it has to be Arai Mamish in the Schach because the Shem Dira Sarai in the Schach and the furnace is different. By the funnest, maybe Efshalios Arai is sufficient to be called a Dira Sarai, but in Tzach, you need Arai Mamish in order to be called a Dira Sarai. It's a din in the Shem Dira. We said that the Levush explains differently. He says it's not a din in the Shem Dira, but rather it's a din in the Shem Tzach. That Tzach, if Tzach is not Arai, it's not called Tzach. Just like Tzach has to be made from the Dov Shem of the Kabbal Tumah, it has to be made from Gidulei Karka, it has to be Arai, it has to be temporary. If you make it Keva, that's not called Tzach. It's a much more fundamental psul. And we said that could answer the Sfas Emes's Kasha, because we know Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Tanakhama. In terms of the Malam Yasim, he argues. So according to him, the Shaila comes back, the Shaila of Tosfos. Why do we say Gesharim is a Simen Klola B'chag? Make it Keva, make it a way that the Gesharim are not going to come to the Sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkah Diras Keva Bein, and it can be Keva, so what's the problem? So the Birkas Yaakov, no, according to the Levush, it's good. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's not Arai in the Schach, it's not called Schach. It's not felt in the Dira. It's not that it's a Dira Sarai. No, it's not called Schach but well. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Sukkah can be a Dira Skeva, it can be a Dira Skeva. According to some, it has to be a Dira Skeva. But the Schach has to be Arai Mamish, because if not, then it's not going to be called Schach. Now, you're not beholden to learn this pshat within the Chachamim. Within Rabbi Yehuda, you got to learn this pshat. Within the Chacham, you're free to learn, like the Maril, and to say that it's a psul in the Shem Dira, it's not a Dira Sarai, if the Schach is made in such a way that the Gesharim can't come through. Okay. The Tosfos says that the problem with the Schach made that the Gesharim can't come through, the Tosfos says that you're nailing them down, you're making it so thick that the rain can't come through, that's why it's going to be possible, because that's called Keva, and it is some kind of a psul. Psul in the Shem Dira, psul in the Schach. What's the ikker of the psul? Is this chach possible because the rain can't come through? Or is this chach possible because of the nails? What makes it keva? That's the next question that we have to address. My Tosfos says he makes chach so thick. You tie down What's his lashon? Halo yochel lekvar nesarim b'masmeim shlo yedu gushamim b'sukkah. You can nail down the schach so that the gushamim are not going to come through. He doesn't even say thick. He doesn't mention anything about the thickness of the schach. He says you're going to nail down the schach so that the gushamim can't come through. What's the key? What's the key to the psul? Is the psul because the gushamim can't come through? Or is the psul because you've nailed down the schach and that itself calls a kevah? So you would say, what's the difference? Ultimately, Tosis is saying that the reason why it's possible is because the gesham can't come through. No, there's a big nafkamina between the two approaches. Because if you hold that the chisaron is what? The chisaron is the nailing down of the schach. Then maybe even if the gesham can come through. Maybe even if the gesham can come through. Right? Maybe even if the gesham can come through. Let's say you can think of a scenario where you'll have, I mean, you don't even have to say, it's not a complicated scenario. You have regular schach like we have, but you nail down the schach. Is that kosher? Is that pasul? Is that keva or is that not keva? According to Tosfos, that's my shaila here. What's the ikar for Tosfos? When do we define the schach as keva? Only if it's made in such a way that the rain can't come through? Well, no. Let's say the rain can come through, but it's nailed down. Will it still be called keva or not? That's my shaila. So, the emes, even if we don't look at any of the sources that you saw during Seder today, there seem to be, there's a hint to which is the key approach in one of the Rishon, in one of the Mefarshim, I should say, that we saw yesterday, I guess. One of the Mefarshim on the first page of the Maamar Kama, I don't want to give it out. There are four sources here, right? But we saw three of them yesterday. So one of these sources seems to take a stand on this issue, if you read him very carefully. He seems to say that both would be a problem. Either or would be a problem. Either if the Geshamim can come through, if the Geshamim can't come through, or if the Schach is nailed down. Who's that? Where does the Smach say anything about this? Dira Sarayim, but he doesn't talk about rain nor Masmeim. He talks about neither. Oh, no, you've just ruined it, because now there are only two more sources to guess from. He says the svara, but he doesn't tell you what's the key. So who is it? Maril. What's the lashon of the Maril? He's trying to answer for the smag, right? The Heshem, Asher Kasavta, Matzar Lechasadir Asarai Be'inan, the smag says, after he tells you Lamala Me'asimam is Psula, he also says, Maskinan Lechasadir Asarai Be'inan. So frek the Maril, frek the Shol and the Maril, what does he need that extra halacha? That's exactly why. Lamala Me'asimam is Psula. It's clear that he's assuming what? That both are a problem. Right? That either if the Geshamim can't come through, or if you nailed it down. Right? Because he separates them, not just the comma. Vishayerdu bog yishamim, we're also learning from it. I mean, clearly he's separating, saying there are two halachas. That if the gesham can't come through, it's pasul. It's called keva. If you're koveh b'masmerim, that's also going to be pasul. It sounds like even if the gesham can come through, if you're nailing it down, it's going to be pasul. And why is it going to be pasul? It's not a diras arai. It's keva. It's going to be it's a psul and the shem diras. So he clearly is learning that either or is going to be a psul. But I'm curious to know what Shitas Tosfos is. What is Shitas Tosfos? It's not clear from the Tosfos itself, because he says, "Hello, yochel lekvar nesarim b'masmeim shlo yedu gesham b'sukkah." He just makes a kodal out of it, right? He says you can nail it down. It seems from Tosfos that the nailing it down is what's going to prevent the gesham from coming through, because you know if it's not nailed down. Then as the water comes in, the schach is going to move, and the water is going to come down. You nail it down. You nail it together. Then the water's not going to get through.
What is the truth?
If you take, you know, nesarim that are not four tefachim, they're very thin. But if you nail them down, you nail them together, not together, I shouldn't say together, because if you nail them together, then they become larger, and that might be a psul. Right? The gzeras nesarim, the gzeras tikra, if you take small beams and you nail them together, then they become one big beam. We're not going to look at that as separate beams, so that could be a problem. But let's say you just nail the schach down to the wood that it's sitting on. Right? So by nailing it down, it keeps it in place more. So that's what the Tosafot is saying. That if it's kept in place, but often shekazeh, that the Gesham are not going to come through, then that's possible. That's going to be called the Keva. Yes?
I'm just not understanding why the Gesham wouldn't come through. It can't be sealed because you need to have, like, there has to be shade and sunlight coming through. So even if it's nailed down,
who says we need sunlight coming through? How do you know you need sunlight coming through?
You have a block, just nothing, no sunlight, no nothing.
We're going to get to it later. The Mishnah says that Hamuva Kamin Bayas Avu Vishenak Alchadim Nirim Yitocha Ksheirim. Right? So, with the Evid, it's certainly kosher, even if you have no sunlight getting through. The Gemara talks about Koch Vechama, Koch Vechavana, but Poshup Shad is that you don't have to have any sun coming through. Yes?
Aren't you even jacked from the fact that Tosfos takes issue with the Hog Zeras Tikkun thing? That his issue is that it's going to come like through
the
ceiling. So Tosas' whole issue is, like, it's not a matter of nails, it's just a matter of
the
Gesham can't come through.
But that's not the teretz of Tosas, that's in the middle. Tosas says, maybe you'll tell me that the reason why Gesham is a simen klala is because of Xeras Tikkus. He says, no, that's a psul d'rabbanan. We're talking d'araisa over here.
I'm thinking of the psul, like the psul Tosas, it could be like a Xeras Tikkus type
psul. Okay. What makes something into a tikra? So thick, a tikra normally protects from rain.
It's the flat layer, yeah.
Normally protects, yeah, but a tikra is also nailed in. So is nailing in itself going to be a problem, even if the rain can come in, or is nailing itself not a problem? The whole problem is that a tikra doesn't allow rain in. So if the rain can come in, then that's not a tikra. That's my shaila, right? If you nail it down, but the rain can come through, is that still possible because that's called keva? So the truth is, there are multiple approaches to Tosfos. The Mefarshim seem to suggest different approaches in the Tosfos. One approach is to say that the key is the Geshamim. That if the Geshamim can come through, then it's Ayai. And if the Geshamim can't come through, then it's called Keva. It has nothing to do with the Masmer. The Masmer are just a Hechet Timtza. The real key is whether the rain can come through or not. And Tosfos is assuming that if the rain, that you can't make a Sukkah, which doesn't allow the rain to come through, that's called Keva, and that's going to be possible in the Schach. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's famous Shita. Whether Tosfos holds like that or not, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. The Hagos Maimini in Hilchos Sukkah quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. It's quoted in the Mordechai in the back of the Gemara as well. It's the Bach quotes the Mordechai. The Hagos Maimini in Hilchos Sukkah Perakei Halacha Tes, Ostes. Rabbi Natam says that if the sukkah protects from the geshamim, it's going to be pasul. Why? How does he know that? It's made. The schach is made from gidulei karka, davashem kabel tuma. What could be the problem? Just because it protects from the rain? So he has two very interesting rites. One we're familiar with, but the first one is something new. He says, "The iksheira mayhi tirulotzis menasuka misha tisrach hamikba yichasena yofa yofa v'lo tisrach mikbasal." You know, the Mishnah on Chav Ches Amid Bey says what? That yardu geshamim mutalafanos. If it starts raining in the sukkah, then you're allowed to take out the kelim, take out the food. Meimas hamutalafanos, says the Mishnah, misha tisrach hamikba, where the mikba, the porridge, a certain kind of food, is going to get ruined. Even when that food is going to get ruined, you're allowed to be mafani, you're allowed to leave the sukkah. Frekta Rabbeinu Tam, if it's kosher to make a sukkah, even b'chai gavna, that the rain can't come through, so why shouldn't a person be mechuyev to do that? Right? Why do they allow you to leave the sukkah if your food is going to get ruined? No, the Chachamim should have said that you have to make a sukkah in such a way that the rain is not going to come through. It seems from the Mishnah that we assume that there's going to be a scenario that the rain is going to come through the sukkah. What's the heter? If you can make the schach ba'ofen keva, meaning ba'ofen that the rain is not going to be able to come through, so how can the Mishnah say that at a certain point in time if your food's going to get ruined, so then you're allowed to leave the sukkah? You should have to make a sukkah in such a way that the rain can't come through. Ella, what you see is that the sukkah has to be made in such a way that the rain can come through. Has to be the potential for the rain to come through, and if not, then that's called keva, and it's going to be possible. That's one raya, he says. Oh, the Mai Omar Beperek Hayoshin of Perakamadatan is Geshamim Bechag Simon Klalahu. This we've seen already. Rabbi Natan says, how can the Gemara say that Geshamim is a Simon Klalah Bechag? What's the Simon Klalah? Make the Sukkah thick enough that the rain, make the Schach thick enough that the rain can't come through? Must be that you can't make a Sukkah in such a way. You can't make a Sukkah so thick. You have to have the potential for the rain to come through, and that's why the Simon Klalah Bechag. Zokter Rabbi Natan, a schach has to be made in such a way that the rain can come through. Two rayas. First of all, from the halach of the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches, that at a certain point in time you're allowed to leave the sukkah if it's raining. And secondly, from the fact that Geshamim asim and klal b'chak. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's famous shita. The Hagos Maimini quotes that the Rabbeinu Tam's brother-in-law disagreed. The Rash Mishans disagreed. And he actually made his sukkah very thick. Maisa shesika harav Rabbeinu Shimon, it should say Shimshin, giso shel Rabbeinu Tam ben Asarim she'en ben dalet fachim, ve'osa sukkah yafa ma'od kain kippah v'takua b'masmeros, posla Rabbeinu Tam shim d'matzelis min hagashamin. Rabbeinu Tam posla his brother-in-law's sukkah. I guess they didn't get together, that sucks. The Rash was careful to use the sum that are not Dalit Fahim. Why was he so careful? Just use the sum that are Dalit Fahim. What's the problem? Xeris Tikra. So he was sensitive to Xeris Tikra, and he felt less than Dalit Fahim was okay. But he was Koveyab Masmerim, and he felt that was kosher. Is that the Rabbeinu Tam? No. Rabbeinu Tam Pasel, because it protected from the Geshamim. Notice, the Rabbeinu Tam didn't Pasel because it was Koveyab Masmerim. He passed because it protected from the Geshamim, and the Rash apparently said that's not a problem. It's not a problem. Even if it protects from Geshamim, that's okay. Why did the Rash assume like that? Can you think of a Raya for the Rash? Well, before we look at the Raya for the Rash, what's he going to do with the other Rayas? The Rabbi Natan brought two Rayas to his Shita. Rabbi Natan says, obviously, the Sukkah has to be made in such a way that the Geshamim can come through. Why? Because if you can make it in a way that the Geshamim can't come through, then how do Chazal allow you to leave the sukkah if it's raining in the sukkah? Make the schach so thick that the Geshamim are not going to come through? What's the heter to leave the sukkah if it's raining? What's the Rash going to do with that, Ryan? Yaakov?
Presumably those rows we were speaking about yesterday, the Kneir Shor, I believe, in the Aruch HaShulchan, row of people are not going to be building it that way, and row of... The Gemara is addressing a case where the rain is getting in. It's being
drawn. Right, or the truth is you don't have to even mention row. You could just say the Mishnah is talking about a case where you didn't have enough schach. There were not enough leaves to collect it. You know, now we have your mats, the mats and then the bamboo, and it's easy to get schach. It used to be, when I was young, you had to find a tree in the neighborhood that was felled, right? They cut down trees and then you cut branches off the tree. We never had mats schach when I was growing up. Then, as I got a little older, we got bamboo. People got smarter, so they got bamboo, and they got the schach that you could put away from year to year. We never put away the schach from year to year. You got your branches, you used it for the sukkah, and then you threw them out. They had to collect them from the... I this sounds so strange to you. But, that's what used to happen. Who had bamboo? But then they decided, this is ridiculous. The Jewish community is growing. No one's going to have enough schach, so they figured out... Some businessmen figured out that you should make bamboo. And then later they figured out the idea of the mats. No one thought of this when I was growing up. Forget about it. Never had mats. So maybe we're talking about a situation where you didn't have enough schach and the rain comes through. Is that possible? It's not possible. Maybe taka lechatchila, you should make it thick, that it shouldn't be able to come through. That would be better. But the Mishnah is talking about a situation where you didn't do that, where you couldn't do that maybe. Right, but the evidence certainly kosher, even if the rain can come through. So in that scenario, the Mishnah says that when can you leave the sukkah? When the food is going to get ruined. That's not such a raya. Rabbi Natan thought that was the key raya. He quotes it first. It's not such a raya. Because you could say that the Mishnah is just talking about b'chai gavna, that you made it thin, that you didn't have enough material to make the schach thick. What's with the other raya that the Rabbi Natan quoted? That Geshalim is a simon klal b'chag? Ooh, that sounds like a pretty good raya. That you can't make the schach so thick, because if you can make it thick, then what? Why is Geshamim simon klala? What's the answer? We've discussed this, no? What's the answer, Yaakov? Come on. What's the answer to the second raya? We talked about this yesterday, no? Darach HaShulchan, Pnei Yeshua, right? The Rov, right? The answer to the second Raya is Rov. That the Mishnah is talking about a situation of Rov, that Rov people don't make the sukkah so, the schach so thick. Rov materials that you use for the schach are not going to protect from the rain. So that's why it's a Simen Klal B'chag. So there are better times to rise, not such stark a rise. The Rash can answer Rabbi Natan's rise. Stumble when they went to the Rabbi Natan's sukkah, because Rabbi Natan didn't want to sit in the Rash's sukkah, so they talked about all the rise. And I'm sure that's probably how he answered the rise. They're not so compelling. But does the Rash have a raya to his tzad? The answer is yes, he also has a raya. That's the Mishnah Dav Chav Beis that we mentioned. Mishnah says, if you make the schach so thick that it's kemin bayis, even though you can't see the stars, it's still kosher. So thick that you can't see the stars, it's still kosher. Sounds like you can make the schach very thick. Who does that seem to be a raya to? Rabbeinu Shimshon. Right? That seems to be a raya to the Rash, that even if you make the schach very thick, it's still kosher. Still kosher. Maybe lechatchila, you should make it in such a way that you can see the stars, but it sounds like the diavad, it's still kosher, even if you make it very thick. How can the Rabbi Natan say that you have to make the schach thin enough that the gesham can come through? Isn't it mefurish from the Mishnah that you can make it mu'uva kemin bayis? What's the answer? Yes.
The question is, someone what Rabbi said yesterday, rain has a way of getting in. So to say that I can't see the stars, lab daka, the rain can't get in.
You could make it so thick that the rain can't get through either. But from the Lashon of the Mishnah, it's not mafurish that it's so thick that it's protecting from the rain. It's thick enough that you can't see the stars, but who says that it's protecting from the rain? And that's taka how the mafarshim explain. That's how they're docha. The Tur writes this. The Tur, on page 2. Simitofresh lamed aleph. Says the Tur, b'di'eved, muvakim b'bayis is good. But in a tam posak, shemasa ova ma'od, shenamoto yochol leirei bo'a p'sula, afal gav d'beisilo machshirin muvakim b'bayis. So the Tur, the Rabbi Natan held that if it's ova ma'od, that the motor that the Gesham can't go through, then it's taka posel. But the Beisil is machshir muvakim in bayis. Says the Torah, Hainu davka she'en kochovim b'chama nir mitocha. Avak she'enu yochol lahamte b'socha, psula afilu l'beisilo. The chilek is between Geshamim as opposed to kochovim. You can't see the kochovim? That but the Eved, Beisil says it's kosher. But the Gesham can't come through, that but the Eved is going to be posel. That's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. No raya from Chav Beis. Rabbeinu Tam's rayas are not compelling, the Rash can answer them. And the Rash's raya from Chav Beis is not so compelling either. The Hagos Maimoni says this. Hagos Maimoni, before he quotes the Rash, he adds, Rabbeinu Tam holds that the sukkah has to be made in such a way that the Gesham can come through. It's not matzah from Geshamim. It's so mu'uva that the Chachamim can't be near, but it's not saving from the Geshamim. That's why the Rabbeinu Tam will say that it's kosher. But if it saves from the Geshamim, the Rabbeinu Tam would say, Avad, it's going to be possible. Because you have to make the sukkah in such a way that the Geshamim are not going to come through. Yes?
We're talking about a case where while it's raining is coming through, or even after the rainstorm, the water accumulates and then drips down. Would that also be...
Yeah. Even if the water drips down afterwards, if there's water dripping, then there's a problem. Right? You don't... Even if it stopped raining outside, if it's dripping in your sukkah, you still don't have to sit in the sukkah. You can go inside. How do we paskin in this shiloh before we plug back into our tosfos? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes both shitas, and he says what? He says, b'dieved we can rely on the machshir. Mishnah Berurah is in the tofresh lamed aleph of Kotnevo. Derech hasikoch lios kal sif gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Derech hasikoch lios kal kadesh yiru mimenu akolchavim agadolim. Hoysum uvek min bayis halvi shena kolchavim nirim mitoch haksher. He quotes the Mishnah. So the Mishnah Berura says, Kosu achronu, the mikomakom im himu uvek kol kachat she'en agashamim yecholim leire besocha. Afilu k'sheyardim geshamim merubim, in kein avi kein bayis, yesh lahachmer v'lifso. It should be machmer and pasel. Who's that like? That if it's me'uva so thick that the geshamim can't come through, you should pasel. Who's that? What? Rabbi Natan, right? Sounds like it, right? But not really. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, why should we pasel it? Mishum gzeras bayis. So the Mishnah Berurah is not the Rabbeinu Tam. It's a little different. Some of you came to me and said it and were sensitive to this. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah sounds like it's a psul d'rabbanan. It's a gzeras bayis. That's not what the Tur, Rabbeinu Tam, that's not, they're saying that it's doma l'bayis, it's a psul d'araisa if the gesham can't come through. Then it's keva. That's not called a sukkah. It's psul in the shein dira, it's psul in the schach, it's a psul daraisa. We haven't talked about the rabbon. The Mishnah Berurah is introducing something new. Achronu, kosvu achronim. Who are these achronim? I'm not sure. Must be some kind of a farshim on the Shulchan Aruch. But they want to suggest that even if me'ikar adin, the sukkah is ksheira, although it protects from the geshamim, but if it's so thick that the gesham can't come through, it's possible because of the gzeiras bias that it looks too similar to the bias, and the chachamim would pasul it. Even if me'ikar adin daraisa should be kosher, it's still pasul because of the gzeiras bias. It's a different layer that the Mishnah Berurah is adding to this discussion. I'm not sure what the mukar is, but that's what he seems to be saying. The whole psul is only a psul d'rabbanan. We haven't assumed that until now. We've assumed everything is daraisa. We're all going within Rava. Rava darshan's a pasuk. Not saying it's only a gzeiras bias. He seems to be saying it's mamish daraisa. Naftali?
According to that opinion, though, how would they translate schach arais first schach keva? Meaning, according to them, so what's schach keva? Just the gag mamish? If they're so...
Maybe schach keva is if you fasten it with nails. That's the other tzah, which we'll have to see, which is what the Mishnah Berurah in the end actually does say. But, okay, we'll get to it. But continues the Mishnah Berurah, b'di'evet, it's still kosher. Now, b'di'evet, we can rely on machshirim, Rabbein Shimshin, that even if the rain can come through, it's going to be kosher. Okay, this is the extra element that the Mishnah Berurah added to the discussion. So perhaps we could suggest that's what Tosis has in mind as well. Tosis does say that if the gesham can't come through the schach, you nail them down, the gesham can't come through, so that's going to be possible. So we ask, well, what's the ikar? Is the ikar the nails, or the ikar that the gesham can't come through? So you could say, look, we have a Rabbeinu Tam who holds that if the geshamim can't come through the sukkah's psula, there's not such a far jump to say that. Maybe that's what Tosis and Sukkah on the basis say. So who suggests that b'das Tosis? Who says that? Who? Anyone? The Bach. The Bach says that. Right? That's the Bach's pshat and Tosfos. Let's go back to the tour. Right? You know, when you look at the Makor, you've got to piece them together. This is on page 3. The tour quotes Rabbeinu Tam, Penkos Av Mordechai, says the Bach. He brings the Rayas from the Mishnah Dav Chav Ches and from Tainis, Geshamus and Mekol B'chag. V'chein kosu ha-Tosfos b'reish kama de sukkah. Oh yeah? Is that what Tosfos says? He leaves out a very important part of Tosfos. Which words? L'kvoa b'masmerim. He doesn't mention anything about masmerim. The Bach clearly seems to learn Tosfos that the ikar is that the geshamim can't come through. If the geshamim can't come through, then it's already keva. Doesn't matter, masmerim, no masmerim. The key is whether the geshamim can come through or not. It sounds from the Bach that if the Geshamim can't come through, the Sukkah is Psula. If the Geshamim can come through, the Sukkah is Kshere, even if you were Koveya the Schach with Masmerim. Masmerim are not Malu Morid over here. They don't change anything. The whole question is whether the rain can come through or not. Like whom? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam and Tosis and Sukkah are working in tandem according to the Bach. That's what the Rabbeinu Peretz writes as well. Rabbeinu Peretz is one of the Bali Tosfos. Rabbeinu Peretz right here in Sukkah. He gives Tosfos' answer, but he formulates it in a way that we see how he was learning Tosfos. This is our first Rabbeinu Peretz. We're going to make a Shech Yonah, and that Chelik of the Kovitz. He asks the Kasha. He says, V'yeh Shlomer, D'hodam Rehocha, Yovid Lo Keva, Shaper Dami, Lohavi ki im mi defonos da airi hocha. Avo bischashu iker suka ve'inan arai roi leirid bo gesham. Arai roi leirid bo gesham. What's the key? You read that's gesham. It has to have the potential to have rain come through. Masmerim, Rabbi Peretz doesn't say anything about masmerim. It seems as though he's learning Tosfos that the ikar is if the geshamim can come through, then it's kosher. If the gesham can't come through, it's keva, and then it's going to be pus. Okay, this is one approach within Tosfos. Now, we should take a moment before we go to the other approach. Take a moment just to try to really understand what this means. Rabbi Tam holds that if the rain can't come through, the sukkah's psula. What does that mean? What does that mean? Like this halacha that if the rain can't come through, it's psula. Rain can come through, it's kosher. Is that din? That keva is defined by rain coming through? Well, maybe the Rabbeinu Tam is just saying that it's a simen ladova, that if the rain can't come through, the schach is keva. That's called schach, that's keva. It's really a simen ladova, right? I can think of a scenario where the rain won't come through. Rain won't come through. And yet, maybe the sukkah is not keva. Maybe the schach is not keva. Can you think of such a scenario? Where I can engineer the schach that rain can't come through, but yet, it's not really so keva. This shaila came up a number of years ago. Someone, another businessman, right? He thought of a way, he engineered some kind of contraption that produced a schach that the rain wasn't going to come through, but it looked something like this. Let me draw this to you. This was a big tumult a number of years ago. Imagine if you take cylinders and you slit them in half and you shift them just a little bit. Right? Let's say you shift them, cut off the bottom of a cylinder and shift it 90 degrees. Is this 90 degrees or 45 degrees? I don't even remember anymore. Right, it's a bad sine curve. Right? Imagine the cylinder was together, you cut it, and then you shifted it to the side. So he created a type of schach that he had these bamboo sticks that he cut. Right? He shifted it a little bit, and then he like arranged it on some kind of an incline so that the water, right, it rains, water drops into here. Flows directly off the schach. Flows. The water is going to fall on the top. The concave, convex. I don't know. Right? It falls on the top part, and then of course it's going to flow into the bottom part. But he arranges it on some kind of an incline that, right? If it's arranged this way, so that's just going to flow right off the roof of the sukkah. You're not going to have any rain in your sukkah. Is that kosher or kosher? Even if you want to be machmir. Even if you want to assume that a sukkah that doesn't have that a sukkah has to be made in such a way that the gesham can come through, so here the gesham can't come through. So you would imagine the Rabbeinu Tam would say it's possible, right? Reb Chaim Kanievsky thought that this should be kosher because the mitzias is just it's not going to protect from the gesham because the way that it was made you could get some kind of geshamim through a diagonal. It can come into the sukkah. You'll have some geshamim coming into the sukkah. That's what he wanted to suggest. The b'metziah, since you have some kind of a revach, the geshamim could come in diagonally. It's not so even the Rabbeinu Tam is going to say that it's kosher. Rabbi Yoshev wanted to say no. He thinks that even if taka you can engineer it so well that the geshamim is not going to come through, the Rabbeinu Tam would say this is kosher. It's kosher. Rabbeinu Tam never meant to say that if the gesham can't come through, the sukkah is possible. What he meant to say is that if the gesham can't come through, that shows you that this sukkah is so keva. You make it so thick that the gesham can't come through, that's a simen ladover, that this contraption is a davar kavur. So, Rebbe Yoshev, what's the case over here? You make this odd contraption, right? This odd contraption where you really could see airspace around there. It's not a full roof. This is not a roof. This is not thick like a roof. Right? It's not domel abayis. Right? There's a lot of airspace over there. So maybe the rain is not going to be able to come through diagonally. But there's a lot of airspace over there. It's not really like a roof. Doesn't look like a roof. Doesn't look like a roof. Doesn't smell like a roof. Right? The Rabbi Natan would say that if the thing doesn't look like a roof, if it doesn't look ka'en bayis, so it doesn't matter that the gesham can't come through. Geshamim not being able to come through is not a sibas psul, it's a simen ladover that it's keva. But if you make a contraption that clearly is not keva, then it should be kosher anyway, even if the geshamim can't come through. But it's important to keep in mind, Rabbi Natan wasn't saying that if the geshamim can't come through, forget it. There's nothing to talk about. No, it's not a siba to pasul. Not a siba to pasul. It's a simon. It's a simon that it's keva, that it's doma levayis. But if you have schach, that's not doma levayis, it's not keva, so it doesn't matter that the gesham can't come through. It might still be kosher. Yes?
How does that work with your Vietnam's riots? The riots make it clear that, based off, for example, the riot of Keshe, which is a simon follow, the whole point is that there's actually going to be rain falling into the sun.
I hear what you're saying. But ultimately, what's the psul? What's the shame psul? It's tzarai, right? It's a psul in the shame dira. It's a psul in the shame schach. Gemara says, okay, let's think. The Gemara says, Geshamim is a simen klola b'chag. Simen klola b'chag. What does that tell you? If you can make the schach in such a way that the geshamim are not going to come through, why is it a simen klola b'chag? So you're saying what? Rabbi Natan agrees that if you can make the sukkah in such a way that the geshamim is not going to come through, because if it's not keva, then it's not a kosher. Yaakov, yes?
Wasn't the answers we used alternatives to Tosfos, but now sort of using Tosfos.
The rove? Yeah,
the
rove. Yeah.
I was thinking. This is such a weird case. Rabbi Drew.
Such a strange case. Rabbi Natan wasn't thinking of such a case.
Most of these cases, you're getting rid of anyway. It's still simen klola. It's still...
That's probably the answer. Yeah, that's probably the answer. Interesting. An interesting discussion of the poskim along, you know, within the Rabbi Natan. What's he saying? Is that the sibas hapsul? The fact that the gesham can't come through? Or no, that's only a simen ladover. That it's called keva. That it is keva. But if you make a contraption that's not keva, it doesn't look like a roof. It looks like a science experiment. So, you know, that's not called keva. Maybe that taka would be kosher. Okay, this is one way to learn Tosfos. That Tosfos takes the Rabbi Natan's sheet, that he assumes that when is the schach called keva if the gesham can't come through? The other way to look at it is no. Tosfos assumes that the key is whenever you attach the schach with nails, that's what makes it keva, and that's what passels it. It's not a function of the geshamim not coming through, but whenever it's attached with nails. In fact, if you attach the schach with nails, even if the geshamim, if you attach the schach with nails, even if what? Even if the geshamim can come through, right? Even if the geshamim can come through, if you attach it with nails, the sukkah will still be passel, right? And if you don't attach it with nails, efsher min kenzogin, that Tosfos would say that the sukkah is kosher, even if the geshamim can't come through. It's not a function of geshamim. Maybe it's a function of the nails. The geshamim is just sort of like a way of getting there. But maybe Taka Tosfos would say that kavua b'masmerim is going to be a problem no matter what. That's what makes it keva. Who learns this pshat in Tosfos? The Sharat Zion, the Mishnah Berurah. All the sources are talking about the same issue, but you have to pick up the nuances. They say different things. It all sounds like they're saying the same thing, but they're not. Look at the Sharat Zion. Sharat Zion in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Katan Vav. Sukkah she gavol lemala mechofam apsula ben she gadol ben she ktan. Okay. That's our Mishnah. Shulchan Aruch says the sukkah taller than 20 amas is psula. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel goes through all the different reasons. Right? He says, we pass kan like Rava, the sukkah dira sarai be'inan. And because we pass kan like Rava, ben gadol ben ktana, it doesn't matter how big it is. Right? Like we're going to see in the Gemara, the beis and the beis, all the different limitations. Right? The dalet amas, rosha ruba v'shulchano. It doesn't matter how big or small, if it's a diras keva, you have to make it keva, then the sukkah is going to be possible. We pass kan like Rava. If the Mishnah Berurah mikomakom b'lamata me'esim ve'osa defonos chazokim came by is kosher. Tere efsha hoyalo lasosa aray v'hik bin rachmona la'echid demuchachu lasosa keva. Fine. Right? If it's roy lasosa aray, you made it less than 20 amas, then it's going to be kosher. Says the Sharetzin, and Kosva Toysis Zeharan, I'm not sure where this ran is. The Toysis we see, Kosva Toysis Zeharan, the Kosva of the Fumps. Al Peschach, Sheikra Sukha, Al Shem Aschach, from Eskashra Minatora, Ada Ovid La Arai, the Hainish Lo Yikva, Hanesorim Shel Aschach, Bemasnei. Arai Shelo Yikva, Hanesorim Shel Aschach, Bemasnei. What's the key, according to Tosfos, the Fi the Sharetzin? Not the Geshamim. He doesn't pick up on the Gesham. He picks up on the Masmerim, on the nails. Because you're Kovea, the Schach Masmerim, that's what makes it Keva. And that's going to be a problem, according to Tosfos. Sharetzin is not like the Rabbeinu parents, not like the Bach. He learns Tosfos differently. That the key, according to Tosfos, is not the Geshamim, it's the Masmerim. It's the Masmerim. If you're Kovea, the Masmerim, that's going to be a Psul. Psul. Even b'di'evet, it sounds like it's going to be possible according to the Sharetzin. It's machmer. He says, according to Tosfos, even b'di'evet, it's possible. Regarding the Geshamim, the Mishnah Berurah was willing to say that b'di'evet, you could rely on the machshirim. That even if the Geshamim can't come through, it's okay. It's okay. But regarding the Masmerim, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to be making. He seems to say that if you're kovei b'masmerim, that's a problem. Because he's learning Tosfos differently. He's learning that Tosfos holds the ikar is that if it's kovei b'masmerim, that's called keva. Where did the Sharetzin get this from? It's not the Rabbeinu Peretz, it's not the Bach. Where did he get this pshat in Tosfos? Where? In the Sefer Aguda. Magen Avraham, in Simen Tofresh Chav Zayin, Sivkotan Beis, quotes from the Aguda. One of the Rishon. The Sefer Aguda is a Rishon. We don't have too much Aguda. But here the Aguda has a very important statement, right here at the beginning of Sukkah. This is on page 1 in the handout. Quotes the Machlokas Tanoim in the Mishnah. He quotes the Gemara. Ki ovid lo diras keva shaper dami. Right? Roy la sosa arai is kosher, less than 20 amas. Even if you made it, b'mechitzo shabazi, you made it keva. Zok the aguda, pirshu atosvis, the sover, b'inon arai, shlo yichase b'nesorim, netuim b'masmeros, afilu b'chuso me'arbo atfochim. Tosfos says, what, in the schach, you need arai, vos meint arai, that you shouldn't be koveya the nesorim b'masmerim. Even if they're less than 4 tfachim, and there's no gzeras tikra, if you're kovev masmerim, the schach is still going to be possible. How is the aguda learning Tosfos? Clearly he's learning that the ikar is not the geshamim, the ikar is the masmerim. That if you're kovev masmerim, that's called keva, and the schach is going to be possible. That's l'chora where the Sharetzin got it from. He got it from Magen Avraham, who quotes the aguda. That's l'chora where the Sharetzin got it from. So there are two very different approaches in Tosfos. Yeah, you pick up the Tosfos, you read it, and you say, "Ah, oh, this is mamash, Givaldik, Yisod, Tosfos is giving us." But you read it as a kugel, you don't necessarily notice what's the ikar in the Tosfos. Is the ikar the fact that the Geshamim can't come down? Does he follow the Rabbeinu Tam Shita? That if the Geshamim can't come through, then the Sukkah is going to be psula? Or maybe no, the ikar according to Tosfos is the fact that you're Kovev Masmer, that's what makes it Kevin. And if you're Kovev Masmer, even Taka, if the rain can come through, it'll still be possible. Because that's called Keva, and that's going to pass the Sukkah. Okay, that's the nafkamina between these two approaches. You kovea the schach masmerim, but yet it's not so thick that the Geshan can still come through. Would you say that that's kosher or not? The Rabbi Natan would say yes, and the Aguda, the Das Tosfos, would say no, that if you kovea the masmerim, then it's still going to be Keva, and it's going to be a problem. Okay, questions? Okay, let's go weiter in the Gemara. Now we can finally fill in the blanks in the Gemara and the Beis and Beis that we've been looking, we keep on looking at Beis and Beis to get a full flavor of the three Shitas, right? Rabba and Reb Zeira and Rava. So now let's read the Gemara through. Let's see the comments that the Rishonim make on the Gemara. So Kulu Karabba Lo Amri Hahu Yidil L'Doros. Right? Rabba dashes the pasuk l'man yedu doraseichem that you need a yediya de sukkah. You have to know that you're sitting in the sukkah. And taller than 20 lo shalta ba'ena, you don't know that you're sitting in the sukkah. The other Amoraim didn't learn the chacham the Rabbi Yehuda like that. Why? Because they hold that l'man yedu doraseichem is not about yediya de sukkah. It's about yediyas doros that the future generations will know that Bnei Yisrael sat in sukkahs in the midbar. Kreb zera nami lo amri hahu limos haMashiach udichziv. Kreb zera says the sukkah tiel itzel yomam mechorev. That you have to be sitting in the tzel of the sukkah, tzel of the schach. The malam esim ami, you're not sitting in the tzel schach, but rather you're sitting in the tzel defonis. So why don't the other amorah and rabbi and rava, they don't darshan the pasuk like Reb Zeira. So they say that's the Mosa Mashiach. Right? That's the Chsukah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect us in. It's not talking about the Sukkah in the midst of Sukkah. Reb Zeira in Kain, Lemakrov, Chupatiyah Litzel Yomah. Reb Zeira says, no, Yimosa Mashiach, that's also alluded to in the Pasuk. But he could have just said, V'chupah, my V'sukkatiyah Litzel Yomah, Shamat Minotarta. We say two things. Okay. Kirova Nami Lo Amri. We never got to this Gemara. Rava Dira Sarai Be'inan. Why don't the others interpret like Rava? Abaye asked the kasha against Rava. Rava initially said that the Rabbanan hold dira sarai beinan. So afrekt Abaye elamayat. If you make the sukkah with mechitza shel barzel, what should the din be? According to you, it should be posel. That's keva. So then Rava said, no, you misunderstood me. I don't mean to say it has to be a dira sarai mamish. It can be a dira keva. It can be made be ofen shel keva. It has to be roy lios dira sarai. It has to be lower than 20 amas that you can make it aray. So Zokta Gemara, Reb Zeira and Rava didn't learn like Rava because of Abaye's kasha. So it seems a little bit strange, Abaye's kasha, but Rava answered Abaye's kasha.
What about Reb Zeira also?
I'm sorry?
Abaye also asked a kasha of Reb Zeira.
He did. That's also a good kasha, right? Abaye asked against Reb Zeira. Why did the Gemara just say that's why the other Amorim didn't want to learn like Reb Zeira? That's Tosis kasha. Reb Zeira lo amri hod lo kamer mishum kushid Abaye kide kamer al Rava mishum Reb Zeira shoni la Abaye shapir. Reb Zeira answered Abaye's kasha, but what? Rava didn't. Rava also answered Abaye's kasha. Well, what's the Gemara saying? What's Tosis alluding to here? What do you think?
Would like the answer.
Tosis is alluding to the fact that Rava's answer is not as good. Reb Zeira's answer to Kushis Abaye, that's good. It's like a good answer. Abaye had asked, Elamayata, you make the sukkah ba'ashtros kanayim, you make it with the mountains separated, and the mountains on either side. So you're also not sitting betzel sukkah. You're sitting betzel the mountains. So how's that good? So Reb Zeira, nah, come on. Dal ashtros kanayim ehocha. Forget about the ashtros kanayim. You don't have to take them into account. I'm taking into account the fonus and schach. That's what I'm taking into account, not the ashtros karnai. So we explain, what does that mean? That means that we don't take into account things that are external to the sukkah. We don't take into account the sukkah itself. The sukkah is composed of two parts. It's composed of schach and the fonus. Aye, but the ikar sukkah is schach. That's the ikar sukkah. But the reality is you do need the fonus to be out to the midst of sukkah. It's part of the sukkah. It might not be the ikar sukkah. Maybe atzi sukkah, asur and kol shiva doesn't apply to the fonus, but it's necessary for the mitzvah. So we take into account all the parts of the sukkah. So if you're sitting betzel sukkah, that's great. But if the sukkah is so tall that you're sitting betzel defunus, that's not good. Reb Zeira answered Abaye's kasha. Right? It wasn't a kasha at all. But Rava's answer, the Gemara is saying, it's not so shtak. Why is Rava's answer not so good? Isn't it good? Huh? Roy lasosa dira sarai, that's not enough. It has to be a dira sarai mamish, yes?
I would say Reb Zeira is like a question answer. Rav is like a difference of like, he's giving a lomdism, he's speaking out, like a potential for it to be, you know.
So what's the problem with potential? Isn't potential a good answer?
So they don't like that? Meaning it's not like a question.
Why wouldn't they like the answer? Explain it, based on Mepharshim we've seen. Come on.
You could have read the Pasuk in another way.
Oh, the Pasuk. Who invoked the Pasuk? The Ramban and the Melchamas. Pnei Yeshua, right? The Ramban was saying, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue how to understand the Pasuk. Diras Arai be'inan, Diras Keva be'inan. And we're assuming that you can only understand the Pasuk in one way. It has to be one or the other. Abaye said, where does it say Roy in the Pasuk? Basukas Teishu Shivas Yam. So you're either going to interpret that to mean that it's a sukkah that can only stand for 7 days, or it's a sukkah that can stand for 7 days without any kind of tikkun. It's either Arai or it's Keva. But where's the Roy Leos Dira Sarai? It doesn't say Roy in the Pasuk. Rava's interpretation is that, well, you have to read the Pasuk like a lamdan. And the Pasuk is not telling you Arai Mamish, it's saying Roy Leos Arai. That's a chiddush. Right? His reinterpretation of the Pasuk is somewhat of a chiddush. Right? So that's why the other Amoraim wouldn't learn like Rava. Because they feel that you can't interpret the Pasuk like that. If that's and if you don't interpret the pasuk like that, then you can't explain the chachamim anymore. You can't explain the chacham based on your logic because you can make the sukkah of mechitza shel barzel and it's still good. So there must be some other reason why taller than 20 is going to be psula. Right? Rava's answer is not as good. Rav Zeira's answer is much better. So that's why the Gemara didn't mention that as a reason why they didn't want to learn like Rav Zeira. Yes?
Why do we pass on like Rava if he's outnumbered?
Because even though the other Amaron felt that Rava's answer is not good, we have a Pascha that way. I can't explain why. That's how the Mefarshim Pascha. I guess from all the other Gemaras, Rav Yehuda seems to hold Diras Keva Be'inan. It sounds like that's the key to the machlokas, right? The fact that we connect this to Diras Keva, it seems like the Chacham are going to argue and say that it's a Diras Arai. And that's the Yisod of the Chacham. Okay, Kaman as the Hada Amar Rabbi Yoshi Amar Rav Machlokas B'Shein Tavonos Magiyos L'Schach Ava Tavonos Magiyos L'Schach Afilu L'malam Yesu Ma Makshera Kaman Kirab To Amar Mishud L'Sholta Ba'ina Kevin to Tavonos Magiyos L'Schach Mishud L'Sholta Ba'ina. Okay, we saw this Gemara. Kaman as lahada amar rafuna marab machlokas b'shem boy la'arba amas la'arba amas aviyesh b'yosmi arba amas la'arba amas afilu l'mal me'yesma makshera kaman kerb zera dalad amas al dalad amas kerb zera da amar mishim tselhu v'kemen de ravicha ikat tsel sukkah. Okay, if it's wider than 4 amas by 4 amas, then you have tsel. The 2 days in Tosfos again, remember tsel purta. Right, is it the ratio function of tzel porta? We're not going to chazer this all over. We did this. Okay? So these 2 parts of the Gemara we saw. Dr. Gemara, Kaman Azla, Hoda Amar Rav Chonon Baraba Amar Rav, Machlokas Bishena Machzekes, Ela Kedei Rosho Verubo Vishulchonon. Hava Machzekes Yosem Echdei Rosho Verubo Vishulchonon, Afilu Lamala Me'esim Amak Sherim. A third shita, a third limitation within the Machlokas. But Machlokas is only Bishena Machzekes Kedei Rosho Verubo Vishulchonon. How much is that? Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim. That's the Shir of a Sukkah. We're going to see later. That's Beishamai Shita. That's the Shir of a Sukkah. So Zogdav Chanan Baraba Amarav. These are 3 days within Rav. It's interesting. 3 different versions of what Rav said. And they're all the Amaram are quoting Rav. So this version of Rav is that the Machlokas is only if it's Eina Machzekas Keiroshav Elok Deiroshav Vrubu V'Shochana. It's only Zayin Al Zayin. So Machzek is Yosem Echdei Rosh of Rubo V'Shulchano, then even Lamala Me'esem Amma is Kshera. Command Lokachat, says the Gemara. That's like no one. It's like none of the 3 sheetas. Why? So Rashi explains. Command Lokachat. The difference between 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim and let's say 8 Tvachim by 8 Tvachim. If it's a function of Sholta Ba'ena, Takabi Sholta Ba'ena. Right? It's not going to be Sholta Ba'ena anymore just because it's 1 Tefach more in width and length. If it's a function of tzel sukkah, more than 1 tefach, it's not going to make you sitting with tzel sukkah. Diras harai. But if it's still taller than 20 amas, you have to make the mechitza strong, and they have to make keva. So none of the 3 sheetas are going to work out over here. That distinction between zayin tefachim as opposed to a little more than zayin tefachim, that's not borne out by any of the sheetas of the Amaran, says the Gemara. So how can there be such a shita? It's mud. How can you have such a day within Rav? What's the answer? What is this shita thinking? Why is lamala me esim amma psula according to the chachamim lefi the shita? So then what's the chida between ena machzekes elak de rosh avivu v'shochano or machzekes a little bit more? What's the answer? That's what Tosfos. Tosfos works on this. He mutches a pshat. He pushes a pshat in here. Command lokacha v'divrei Rav Chanan bar Rabba tzricha taima. Taka need a reason. Yesh mevarshim mishum dechavalei lul shel tarnagol. Kevin the gviya uktina kulehai. So tall and so small. It's like a lul shel tarnagol. It's a chicken coop. I'm not bucking in chicken coops. I don't know what makes it into a chicken coop. But that's what Tosfos is saying. There's a yesh mevarshim that says that it's a different svar. That of course the sukkah has to have a shame sukkah, and Rav Chanan bar Rabba Amar Rav says that if it's more than this measurement of zayin by zayin and more than 20 amis, so then it's not a sukkah. Machzeka, if it's zayin al zayin and more than 20 amis, that's not a sukkah. It's a lul shel tarnagolim. Avol machzekes tfei mechdei rosho nafka mechlal lul shel tarnagolim leikruye sukkah. He seems to be trying to define terms. When does it have a shem sukkah? When does it not have a shem sukkah? So I'm not sure what the shem lul is. When is it called a lul? When is it called a chicken coop? But the point is, this shita holds that it's not going to be called a sukkah anymore. It's not a function of Shalta Ba'ena and of Vitzel Arai. It's that in this shir, right, if it's Eina Machzekes Elakadei Rosho V'Rubo V'Shulchano, so then that's too small. It's very tall and it's very small. That's not called a sukkah. Once it leaves this, these dimensions in width and length, then it's not called a lul shel tarnagolam. Then taka can be a sukkah. So again, it's a little bit difficult to define what makes it a lul, what makes it a sukkah. But that lechor is the pshat, that somehow the shame sukkah is going to be defined differently. The shame sukkah, it has to be a sukkah for those who know what a lul is. Apparently, if it's less than Zion al Zion, it looks like a lul. It doesn't look like a sukkah. So the shame sukkah, it's not going to have a shame sukkah. And that's why the Chacham Hold is going to be pasul. Okay. And finally, the Gemara says, "Bishlamed Rabbi Yosha pliga ad Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan bar Abba dinu koyavi shiur b'mashcha v'yu lo koyav shiur b'mashcha." Rabbi Yosha definitely argues on these other shittas in the Amorah. Yoshia definitely argues, they all argue with each other. What's the Gemara saying? But Yoshia definitely argues on these Amorim. They're giving shir b'mashcha, they're giving a shir in the width and the length of the sukkah. And he's not giving shir b'mashcha. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara seems to be saying that Yoshia definitely argues in the sense that he's arguing about something different than what they're arguing about. Of course they're all arguing. He's arguing about something different. Rabbi Elchanan has a different gear. He says, lo pliga. He doesn't argue, meaning, of course he's arguing, but not about their issue. He's not talking about the length and the width. He's talking about if the defanos reach the schach. He's talking about a totally different issue. Of course all the shittas argue when the chachamim will passel. But he's arguing about something different. Ella, Rav Huna, Rav Chana bar Abba, name of Behar Shasukah, Kamivlugi, maybe these last Amoroi, the second 2 and 3 are arguing about Hechsher Sukkah. The Marsav Hechsher Sukkah Barba Amos, the Marsav Hechsher Sukkah Machzekes Rosh of Ruba Vishulchana. Maybe the whole machlokes is what's the minimum shear of a sukkah, which we're going to see in Mitzvah Shemadav Gimel. The one holds the minimum shear is Machzekes Rosh of Ruba Vishulchana. The other says, no, you need Dalet Amos. Meaning they're saying the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is in the minimum size of a sukkah. The minimum size, if it's taller than 20 amos, then there's a machlokes where the sukkah is kosher. But if it's more than the minimum, maybe everyone agrees that it's kosher. Maybe they're arguing about the shir basukkah. The marisav and marzek is roshav ruvu shachado pligi avol yosem miroshav ruvu shachado diber kol kshera. The marisav and miroshav ruvu shachado. I'm sorry, I skipped a little bit. Marisav hech sukkah marzek is roshav ruvu shachado. Marisav ba'arba amos. Answers the Gemara, lo. No. The Kulei Alma Hechsher Sukkah Rosh of Ruba V'Shulchan. Everyone agrees to Beis Shammai that the Shir of a Sukkah is Zayin Tvachim HaZayin Tvachim B'Hocha B'Hocha Mifligi. Marisav B'Machzekas Rosh of Ruba V'Shulchan Pligi Avol Yosem Rosh of Ruba V'Shulchan Dibre Kol Ksher. Marisav B'Merosh of Ruba V'Shulchan Ad Dalet Amos Pligi Avada. Right? The Sukkah is Kshera. Rav Huna Amarav holds the sukkah is ksheir if it's machzekas rosh of ruba v'shachana. He holds the machlokas Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim is from machzekas rosh of ruba v'shachana until machzekas dalet amas by dalet amas. From the minimum until dalet amas by dalet amas, that's the machlokas whether l'malam esim is ksheir or psula. Avo yosem v'dalet amas divrei kol ksheir. It's interesting. It's hard to know exactly what the Havamina of the Gemara was. That maybe they're arguing about the Shir of a Sukkah. Why should I say that they're arguing about the Shir of a Sukkah? They're arguing about the Tam of the Chachamim. Why are they arguing about the Tam of the Chachamim? That's what we've said till now. So now you'll say, no, they're not arguing about the Tam of the Chachamim. They're just arguing what the minimum Shir of a Sukkah is. And whatever the Tam, Rashi says, whatever the Tam is, maybe one of the timing we said before, maybe the Tam is different. It's hard to know exactly what the Havamin of the Gemara is. Why did they even think that maybe they're arguing just about the Shir of the Sukkah? But the Gemara concludes that no, they're not arguing just about the Shir of the Sukkah. Everyone holds that the Shir of the Sukkah is Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim. Shaila is, what do the Chachamim say? Right? Why is Lamala Me'esrim Psula? Is it because of Lo Shalta Ba'ena? Or is it because of Tzim? Okay, let's stop.